Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.
Hey, welcome to this week's Moments into Momentum. And I hope you had a great week this past week and are making that progress in your life and doing the things that you want to do. And this weekend, I was hanging out with one of my good friends and we were talking about things, what's going on in life, where we're at, what we want, things like that. And started talking about some of missed opportunities and things that had or hadn't happened in our lives that we wanted or wished for. And one particular thing came up and we're talking about things that we wanted. And then we started talking about, well, what did you do to actually get closer to accomplishing that thing? What did you do? What action did you take? What have you done to get there? And as we talked about it for a little bit, kind of turned up that what we'd done is procrastinated. That was pretty much the answer. It wasn't the only answer, right? There's maybe a couple of small things or maybe a little bit of thought or maybe a little bit of planning, but no real direct active steps. And that made me start thinking about other times in my life or other times in other people's lives that I've seen that everybody wants something out of life. Everybody wants something, is looking for something, is hoping for something to happen. And it's easy to say that. It's easy to say, this is what I want. It's easy to say, this is what's important to me. But then if your actions don't line up with that, if what you're doing doesn't line up with the things that you say that you want, then should we really be able to say that that's really what we want? Is that something that we really want? Or is it just kind of a wish? Is it a dream? If it's something that you really want, you're going to do the work. You're going to take the action. You're going to take the steps that it takes to make that happen. Because you've done that before in other places in your life, and I've done that before in other places in my life when I really want something. When I saw a girl that I was sure I wanted to get into a relationship with, I found ways to have interactions with her, or I tried to be funny, or I found things that she was interested in, or whatever those things were. Or if I really wanted to buy something new, if I really wanted a new car that was a certain kind of car, then I would work and I would save and I would go check out financing options and I would go test drive the car and I would do things that would get me closer to accomplishing that. But then when it comes to the really important things, the big things in life that really will make me happy and content, fulfilled and satisfied, and all those things that we're all looking for, it was really easy to say, yeah, this is the thing that I really want. This is the only thing that I really want. This is the most important thing to me. And then when I think about the actions that I took to accomplish that, it would be very minimal action. And I was thinking about why do I behave that way? Why does anybody behave that way where these are the things that are supposed to be the most important to us, the things that are supposed to matter more than anything else? And we think that they do, right? We convince ourselves that this is what really matters to me. We convince ourselves that this is the thing that I really want. But then we don't take those actions. Our actions don't show that. And so what I've learned that it usually is that we're afraid if we go try for this thing that really matters to us, we take steps, we take actions towards this thing that really matters to us, we're afraid that what if we don't get it? What if I try my best? I take action, I take steps, and I can't. What if I can't accomplish this thing and I fail at this thing that I believe matters to me more than anything else in the world? How do I overcome that? How do I get past that letdown? And so instead we make excuses and we talk about how much we want this thing and we procrastinate and delay and don't take steps or action to actually accomplishing that. And that's something that holds all of us back from really getting the things that we want in life, because maybe you don't succeed at everything. There's a chance that you don't get whatever that thing is done every time that you try to do it. I believe that if you keep trying at it and try again and again and change your approach and learn and improve and grow, that you'll have the opportunity to get there eventually. But It's hard to have to address that in ourselves that right now I may not be ready, I may not be qualified, equipped, prepared to accomplish this, and I could fail at something that is highly important to me. So instead of taking that chance where then I have to face myself and I have to learn and I have to improve and I have to address those things, I can just delay. I can just defer. I can come up with small excuses that keep pushing it a little bit further away and pushing it a little bit further away without even really trying to take the action and do the things that will get me there. And what this does is it leaves us in a place where we maybe feel a little bit of disappointment that, hey, I never had the chance. This thing just never worked out. I never had the money. I never had the time. I never had the energy. I never had the experience, knowledge, or skill, whatever those things are, to really make a good run at that. And we keep just procrastinating and putting things off and never giving ourselves a chance where we really end up in a place where we fail by virtue of not trying. We intentionally fail at these things that we say really matter to us, we say are important to us, but then we don't do those things. And it's a protective mechanism. I get it. I've been there. I do it still often, more often than I wish that I did, that I convince myself that something is out of reach. I convince myself that something can't be accomplished, because that's easier than facing the fact that I may have to work really hard, that I may have to change something, that it may not be available to me right now, and I have to grow and gain experience and do something differently than I've done before. And that can be a really hard place to be personally, both mentally, physically, emotionally, all of those things in life. So when you're sitting there thinking about what it is that you really want, sometimes the best thing that you can do is to be honest with yourself. This is what I've had to do many times, and it's something that's worked for me, and I encourage you to try for yourself, is if I'm not taking action towards this thing, I need to stop saying that's what I really want. And if I'm willing to stop saying that's what I really want, then probably wasn't a key passion or a big deal for me anyway, and maybe that frees up mental capacity and energy to do other things. But if I'm not willing to say I don't really want this, if saying that makes me feel sick to my stomach, it makes me say, that's just, I can't lie to myself like that. I do really want this. And if that's the case, then start taking the action. Who cares if it doesn't work out the first time? Maybe you learn something. Maybe you go to pursue something and you learn a little piece of information that maybe it makes it a lot closer than you ever thought. Maybe you say, I need this much money, or I need this much education or whatever to get this job or this asset or this business or whatever the thing is. And then you go and you start taking action towards that instead of just telling yourself all the reasons why you can't have it. You start taking action and doing small things, and then you find out, hey, maybe there's a grant for this, or hey, maybe here's an opportunity that they do on-the-job training for accelerating your career path, or maybe there's a program at a school that is local to you, that's a lower cost than the program that you've been looking at before. But if you never take those steps, never take that action and move towards that goal deliberately and purposefully, you never find out. So as you're approaching your life, as you're looking at what you want out of life, as you're looking at your goals and where you are today and what you want to accomplish tomorrow, if you feel like you're not making progress, if you keep seeing that you're procrastinating and you're kind of putting things off or making excuses for it, take a step back and tell yourself, this isn't something that I really want. Because if I really wanted this, I would be taking that action, I would be taking that step. And if I'm not doing that, then I can't say that I want this. And so when you get to that point and you tell yourself, I don't really want this, if you accept that and that's what you begin to truly believe about yourself and what you want, then you can refocus your goals. You can realign your purpose. You can move towards things that you do care about, that you do want enough to act on, that you're willing to make hard choices and do hard things to accomplish it. So take some time this week. If you're not getting where you want to be, if you don't feel like you're making progress, if you're frustrated with your procrastination, take that time to look at yourself and ask yourself honestly, do I really want this? And if the answer is yes, I definitely want this, then stop delaying. You're only making yourself fail. You're forcing your own failure by preventing your own action. Stop it. Go do those things that will get you closer to where you know that you want to be. And if you're not willing to do those things, then be willing to tell yourself, I don't want this enough to take the action, so I'm going to do something else where I can feel that sense of pride, purpose, and satisfaction that I'm missing out on by sitting still and waiting for something to happen for me. That's all I got for this week. I hope that you have a chance to go out there and move towards your goals. Take a step, do something awesome, and make progress towards what you really want out of life, and give up on the procrastination and the delay and the doubt and the fear that's been holding you back, because all those things they're not real. It's just fears. You'll never know until you're there. And the only way you can get there is by working really hard and trying to take that step. Have a great week.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.